AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan. The latest news on sensitive documents comes from President Biden after a search of his two homes in Delaware.
They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings in storage areas and file cabinets in my home and my personal library.
That's from his home in Wilmington. CBS's Weijia Jiang says the president says that review ended last night, but it's not clear when the papers were found.
The president wants the American public to know, because he keeps saying this, that he takes classified materials, classified information really seriously. And that is why he says that his team, his lawyers, alerted the Department of Justice right away. It also begs the question of why those materials ended up in his garage in the first place.
The earlier batch found at a Biden think tank back in November. CBS News has learned the Justice Department review has included interviews with multiple witnesses who may have knowledge of how the classified documents were handled. A day after resisting new GOP pressure to resign, New York Republican Congressman George Santos is pursued again.
Will you resign if the voters vote?
If 142 people ask for me to resign, I'll resign.
He later said he meant the 142,000 people who voted for him in November's election. Santos under fire for lying about his past. No repeat of yesterday's chaos today at the nation's airports. CBS's Chris Van Cleve on the fallout.
The FAA confirms it appears a corrupted database file kicked off this latest aviation meltdown. There's a growing list of lawmakers on Capitol Hill on both sides of the aisle demanding answers.
In court today, the man suspected in the murders of four Idaho college students. CBS's Lily Luciano reports a preliminary hearing for Brian Koberger has been set for late June.
As court proceedings get underway, one piece of evidence that may connect him to the crime is a knife sheath found at the murder scene.
This is a strong case because of the knife sheath.
CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says if that link is proved in court,
the knife sheath places him physically in the house at some point in time.
Well, President Biden says inflation's heading in the right direction after the latest government report. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
Falling gas prices are helping to ease inflation. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says prices fell more than 9% in 1 month. Overall, prices for everything fell 0.1% between November and December.
And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up more than 200 points, and the NASDAQ is higher as well. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinee with your headlines. Wisconsin's Republican lawmakers want therapists, social workers, and counselors to be able to try and change their LGBTQ patients' gender identities and sexual orientation, also known as conversion therapy. At least 20 states have outlawed conversion therapy for minors. Research shows the practice can increase the risk of suicide and depression. A ban on conversion therapy passed in 2020, but a committee in the GOP-controlled legislature temporarily blocked it and is expected to do the same today. Black and Hispanic voters in Milwaukee angry over an elected official bragging about lowering black and brown turnout in the last election. A Republican member of Wisconsin's Bipartisan Elections Commission, Robert Spindell, sent an email last month saying Republicans can be proud that 37,000 less votes were cast in overwhelmingly black and Hispanic areas. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAU.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football
and your love life.
Here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. So live your life.
For joining us today at the 1 o'clock hour. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. And especially because the doctor is in. Dr. Michael McCutcheon is here. And if this is your first time listening to this segment, this is the segment where Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is an executive coach and he specializes in career achievement and life satisfaction, joins us to tackle topics like career, love, fitness, and family. And he also helps us make easy, free money on FanDuel and DraftKings. But he also happens to be my best friend of 15 years. And so we have a lot of fun in this segment. Welcome back. How's your week going, friend?
It's going great. It's so great to be here. I love that this happened on Thursday afternoon. It's such a little dangling carrot for me to just get to Thursday afternoon, and Kristen and Jane will say some funny things and make you feel good. It was a wild Monday through Wednesday, but today has been great with you two on my calendar. So looking forward to it.
Well, a little bit of a throwback, because last week we discussed forks and which direction forks go in. So I think we had an update for you, Jane.
Oh, the great dishwasher debate.
Jane, I got to tell you something. You can ask Kristen. I just out of the blue texted her a few days ago. Tell Jane, thank you. We now put forks up in the dishwasher in our house, and they are sparkling. They're gorgeous. So thank you very much. I love that, like, the advice on this list that we're going to go through from The Guardian, Kristen, specifically says, don't freak out about the dishwasher. And Jane and I took it the opposite direction and said, freak out about the dishwasher. It made us happier.
Or at least when it comes to forks. And of course, we were talking about the 100 ways to slightly improve your life without really trying. This is a list that was published by The Guardian on January 1st. And so we said, oh, we'll just read 5 per day. 2 weeks in a row now, we have not done it while Greg is here on Wednesday. So we've had 10 to go through with Mike on Thursday. And so we figured we might as well catch up and do it again. And so we are going to start with number 31. Which is ask questions and listen to the answers. Which I think as someone who now is paid to interview people, it's good to listen to what the answer is to the question that you asked.
It's a tougher skill than people realize to actually listen.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people ask questions because they want to say their answer to it, right? I'm only asking you so that I can give you advice, but I think, like, we can learn a lot about our friends and loved ones by actually listening to their answers. And I mean, I don't know about you all, but how often in life do you really feel like somebody's actually listening to you? Like, what a gift that is, right? To actually say, have somebody say, how are you doing? And you're like, actually, I just lost my job and I have the flu and I don't feel very good. Like, okay, I didn't just ask you that just so I could say, I'm doing great. I got a promotion and got engaged, right? You want to actually give people the gift of listening. So yeah, we all do that a little bit more, I think.
All right, number 32, connect with nature. Stand outside barefoot for a few minutes, even when it's cold. The cold thing, my brother's been trying to convince me to start taking cold showers.
Why?
Because it's supposed to be good for your circulation. It's supposed to be good for your energy levels and like all of this stuff as far as like adrenaline, and it gets you pumping. And so he's on this whole, I forgot who the person is that's telling him to do this. I'm not there yet, but I will say I was very, and granted our winter has not been that bad yet besides the week around Christmas, but why I was a little nervous because at our old place taking Cliff, like we could just put him outside because we had a fenced in yard. And now we do not have that. So we actually have to take him for a walk. And it's nice. I was a little nervous about how it was going to be in the winter. And even when it's cold, I mean, I'm not doing it barefoot.
Exactly.
But, you know, I am spending more time outside, which, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate that for you. I'm not going to do it. I don't like this one. I don't like it. I'm being honest. No, I don't want to stand outside barefoot. I'll give you barefoot on a beach. Or I'll give you a sandal. I'm not walking outside barefoot. I don't like it. I don't want to do it.
But you're not anti-outdoors. You're pro-nature.
No, no, no. It's good. Anti-nature. Yeah, no, I'm pro-nature for sure. Absolutely. I just stand outside barefoot. And to your brother Ben's advice, I think like if you have a shower, like when you clean yourself, nice hot water, soap, fine. And you can do like 15 to 30 seconds at the end for like the cold thing to give you energy or whatever. That's fine, but anything more than that feels a little.
He says 60 seconds.
That seems like an eternity. But yeah, he can walk outside barefoot and take a cold shower. I think this one's asking too much out of me.
There's 99 other things I can do on this list. All right. Speaking of which, number 33 is join your local library and use it. I like to go to Milwaukee Public Library.
It's great.
It's great. Got to start using it more and stopping by. It also, it's just such a beautiful building. Are you a member at your local library in Denver?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm a member, but I've gone. Yeah, and it's nice. They have some nice ones here. I just think some of them are a little hit and miss. Some of them feel like a hangout. I like to go to places if I want to read or work that's actually quiet, you know? And sometimes I feel like people are hanging out in there, you know, or just kind of like milling around. They've got nowhere else to be. So I think you got to like join like one of your city's libraries, maybe the one closest to you is not the best one, but yeah, I think if it's quiet, yeah, go. But otherwise, I don't know. I just feel like sometimes people are just talking and on their phones and stuff, and I'm easily distracted enough on my own. I don't need that, you know?
All right. Fair enough. All right. Number 34, similar to 31, go for a walk without your phone.
Yeah. You love this?
I mean,
I love it.
I try. Jane's a big proponent of this, of just not having earphones in. Not listening to any music or podcasts, just being, listening to whatever is happening outside.
That's great. Yeah.
It grounds you to nature. If you're always wearing headphones, if you're always listening to something, I think you're missing out on the birds and the squirrels and I don't know, whatever. I just think it's important to be where you are. And part of that is hearing what's going on around you.
100% agree. Don't you also just feel like, even in general, just like leaving your phone away from you for 30 minutes at all, right? It's so nice. We went to a movie this past weekend. We saw Avatar, actually, which is like more than 30 minutes. It's like 3 hours and 15 minutes long. And just like not having access to your phone, like it has to be off and away. It's such a relief, actually. It's so nice. So I'm with you, Jane. But no more phones on the walk.
All right, I feel like we can all get on board with number 35. Eat salted butter. Life's too short for unsalted. Down.
Yeah,
agree.
Thank you.
Agree.
You're right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Unsalted is really just for baking. Is that right? You're supposed to use that for baking?
If you want to control the salt in the recipe. Yeah.
Right.
Meh. All right. Meh. 36. Stretch in the morning and maybe in the evening.
Add this to the list of things that is a great idea that I never do. You know,
I actually started doing this.
You do it in the morning, right?
I do it in the morning. And it's replaced actually breaking a sweat and going to the gym after the show like I should. But at least in the morning, I have like a little yoga routine, like 20-minute routine that I stretch and I do it. And it's been the days that I do it versus the days that I don't. I can tell a difference. And it also feels like
me?
I did something.
That's great. Will you remind me? Text me when you're doing it because you're an hour ahead of me. Okay. So when you're doing it, text me and then I'll do it too. I want to try it too. Okay. That sounds like a really healthy thing. I'm glad you're
it's
doing
it. It's not like a full workout. It's like cat, camel, maybe a little yoga great. Warrior one.
Hello, son,
child's pose. But you know, it gets you like feeling, it's a reminder of how unflexible I actually am. All right, 37. If you're going less than a mile, walk or cycle, about half of cars' journeys are under 2 miles, yet these create more pollution than longer journeys as the engine isn't warmed up yet. That feels like a hard one to do in the winter in Wisconsin.
It depends. If I will walk to our little local grocery store, which is maybe 20 minutes, you know, which isn't terrible. But yeah, when it's 20 degrees.
When it's 20 degrees. And it's also, I mean, this also, you have to live in a place that is walkable.
Yeah.
So many of the suburbs, I mean, even Milwaukee itself now, I think there's a, unless you live in like Tosa Village or, cause like even downtown, like I think we have a corner market that we can walk to.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like walking to the actual like Kroger's grocery store, certainly it's more than a mile walking there and back, but then you got to carry all that stuff there and back. I feel like,
do you guys have bikes, you and Mike?
We have one bike that is very flat. That
we have to
pull. Through these because we got 3 left and 2 minutes left before break. All right. Sleep with your phone in a different room and buy an alarm clock. I've been trying 100%. To do this, but you got to do it. I know. It's more that I fall asleep on my phone scrolling through things stupidly instead of reading a book. But this is something that I've been trying to do and then have my Apple Watch be my alarm clock.
You don't have an alarm clock?
We have one, but I feel like my watch is how the watch wakes you up is actually very nice because it's not as jarring. It's like slightly vibrates and like brings you out of your REM cycle into being it is time to wake up versus the poor alarm that I have on my phone right now for both my timer and my alarm, which is a doorbell, which Cliff loves, I have to tell.
That's so good.
All right. Number 39, send postcards from your holidays. Send them even if you're not on holiday.
I think this is a nice one. Who doesn't like getting a postcard? I like getting them. I like sending them. It's great.
Something in the mail besides bills. All right. And then number 40, right. Instead of buying new shoes, get old shoes resold and buy new laces.
We just did this. We just sent our shoes to a cobbler, like that you send them in the mail to them and they send them back to you and they came back brand new.
Is it like a service? Like it wasn't like a local cobbler? I love that word. It feels so old timey.
Cobbler. And then we went to the blacksmith afterwards. I will find out for you and we can tell the listeners what it is. But I'd like the name cobbler is like in the title. I'll send it to you and they look honestly brand new. Because if you fall in love with a pair of shoes, it's so hard to get rid of them, right? You know?
Well, especially nice shoes. Like shoes that are like
$100,
$200 that you're like, these are I like these shoes a lot. All right. Well, that will do it for 10 ideas of easy ways to improve your life without a lot of effort. And so we will continue doing those tomorrow and for the rest of the month. But when we come back, Dr. Mike will still be here. If you have any questions for the doctor, let us know 844-967-2789, either about your life or your lineup. But for now, we're taking a break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Ladies of the night, grease, monkey, ex-junkie, winner of the fight. Walking on the streets, it's really all the same. Selling souls, rock and roll, any other game. Working for a living, rock. Working for a living, rock. Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living. Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 35 this afternoon under cloudy skies, northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. A few flurries possible at times tonight. Lows level off around 25. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 32. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
Is your love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. So live your life. Hey.
To As Goes Wisconsin with Christian Bry. This is the segment we like to call Dr. Mike Fixes Your Life and Your Lineup, where Dr. Michael McCutcheon answers your questions about fitness, love, career, but also answers questions about fantasy football and making bets on FanDuel and DraftKings. We have a question.
We do. Texter from the 608 at 844-967-2789. For Dr. Mike, I'm heading to Vegas this weekend. Want your thoughts as what's easier to bet this weekend, prop bets or individual player stats, point spreads, or over-under?
Ooh, you know, I kind of like the player stuff, you know, the prop bets. You know, who's going to get how many yards, who's going to get, you know, how many touchdowns. I think that's going to be easier to do. I mean, the playoffs are always a time where anything goes, right? So, like, a lot of these games are Minnesota is supposed to win by three, or Dallas is supposed to win by two. That's so close, right? Where you can, you know, you can miss on either side of that really easily. But you, like, you know, you have a hunch like Mahomes is going to show out, right, and be fantastic, and Brady's probably going to be great, and Jamar Chase and people are going to be great. So I would go with player bets, prop bets, yard, touchdown, fun things like that. And I think we'll get to that a little bit later with some of these questions that were already asked as far as like what to bet on. So we've got some fun ones for you. So keep listening.
There will be no Packers, though. You were wrong.
I almost said Aaron Rodgers. I almost said, you know, Aaron Rodgers. You know,
how many did you end up getting wrong for the Packers?
About the Packers?
I think you got one right all season.
That's actually generous of you. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think next year it should be. I tell you what to do on all these other things and what I tell you to do on the Packers. I'm not even kidding. Genuinely do the opposite of what I say for the Packers. Truly.
Do you, because everyone obviously in this state is talking about it, do you have a feeling if that was the last time we're seeing Aaron Rodgers as a Packer, as he walked off with Randall Cobb?
I just don't understand how he could. I feel like I know he's got a lot of money, but 1 year to play with a good team that's only going to get better. He had young receivers. They're only going to get better, to make somewhere between $50 and $60 million, depending on how you carve it up. And he's already his place. Sure. I mean, could he go someplace like the Bay Area where he used to be and go play for the Niners? Yeah, but can they afford $55 million for him? Like, do they have that much room in their budget? I don't know if they do. I just, I I, again, bet the opposite, everybody, but I do think he's probably coming back. Yeah.
All right. All right. Yeah. Well, because we only have a couple minutes left, we'll just stick with football. So without my league is over, I got second, which is not bad considering that I didn't even make the playoffs last year. And so we have not, the texter has been pretty quiet as far as, I'm not sure how many people were paying attention, but I was happy. I was happy with where I ended. Thank you for all of your help. And now I don't know what
you might have come in first of Michael Sampson and mind his own business for a few weeks and getting out of our way. Yeah.
Yes, that is true. Let's blame him. Let's blame him.
That's right.
But also, so now that we'll get to some bets to take, but who are you cheering for in the playoffs now? I mean, I don't even know who I'm cheering for now that the Packers aren't in there.
As one of our mutual contacts would say, we're just hoping that everybody has a really good time and they have a lot of fun and nobody gets hurt doing it. Honestly, in the NFC, I'm kind of rooting for San Francisco. You and I used to live there. They're a really fun team. They're great. I don't know why, I've just always loved Jalen Hurts. He's the quarterback for the Eagles. He was the quarterback for Alabama. And he's always been he's back. Okay. Yeah, he won. He played last week. He won. But they have this whole week off because they're the number one seed. It's even more time to get healthy. I just root for Jalen Hurts. So I'll have a hard time if they're down there in the final four, I have a hard time rooting against him because I just really, really love that guy. He's great. So them there and then AFC, God, I don't know. Bills or Bengals, I guess.
Bills, no. I feel like, have now become like the America's team. Favorite. I know. Between it's Josh Allen, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's so cute. And he's so lovable. I really love that team after DeMar Hamlin is
home.
Hospital. He's at home. Yeah. But it's hard not to be emotionally attached to them now. But all right, so the playoffs are here, and this is a super wild card weekend. So what's the best bet to make this weekend? If someone is new to gambling online, what's the best bet you think is the safest of them all? Safe.
Kristen, that's right. Disclaimer, no bet is actually safe. That's why they say betting. Kristen's got a husband named Mike, but she has a boyfriend named Josh Allen. And I would bet on Josh Allen if I were you. I really assumed that his over-under per touchdown would be 2.5, meaning, as we learned this year, right, Kristen? That means he's got to throw more than 3 in order for it to win. It's only 1.5. So if he throws 2 or more touchdowns against the Dolphins, who are going to be a hot mess, they don't have their starting quarterback, Tua. They don't have their backup quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater. They're going with a third string quarterback who's a rookie. So I just think the Bills are going to have the ball all game long. I don't think the Dolphins are going to have the ball. So there is a bet on DraftKings. If Josh Allen throws over 1.5 touchdowns, which means 2 or more touchdowns, it's plus 155, meaning if you bet $100, you don't win $100. You win $155. Or if you bet $10, you win $15.50. That's a great bet. As my friend AJ likes to say, hammer the over on that to hit over 1.5 touchdowns, Josh Allen to make 155.
All right. There you go. Heard here first. All right. Next question. What about a fun bet? One that's off the beaten path. What is something people can bet on if they want to be creative with how to win free money? I like how you keep calling it free money.
And you got to make it quick.
We got to make it quick. Okay.
Okay. Bet on, have some fun. Bet on Tom Brady to beat the Cowboys. Monday Night Football, if you bet on them straight up, then you win $120 for $100 or $12 for $10. So bet on the Bucks to beat the Cowboys. And Tom Brady keeps it alive.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that. We'll see you next week, Dr. Mike. Stick around. The beer baron, Chris Drosner, is here next for some beer news in Wisconsin. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
So why don't you save us all some time and give up now?
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Special Report. The Justice Department just announced it's appointing a special counsel to oversee the investigation into documents marked classified found at President Biden's former think tank and home. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he's been working on the matter with U.S. Attorney John Lausch.
Based on Mr. Lausch's initial investigation, I concluded that under the special counsel regulations, it was in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
That special counsel will be former U.S. Attorney Robert Hur, who has a long history of investigating everything from counterterrorism and violent crime to public corruption. Earlier today, President Biden commented on the discoveries.
People know I take classified documents and classified material seriously. I also said we're cooperating fully and completely with the Justice Department's review.
The Attorney General says the special counsel's investigation is expected to start in the coming days. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Governor Evers' efforts to legalize recreational marijuana are likely up in smoke. That's what Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells the Journal Sentinel. Evers plans to try to legalize recreational marijuana as part of his state budget proposal. Voss says legislative leaders are just starting to warm up to medical marijuana. Voss says Evers' recreational pot proposal could turn Republicans off. It's usually kids who get in trouble for fighting at school, but a number of adults are in trouble after a fight outside a middle school in Oshkosh yesterday. Police say it started when two students got into a fight, but then their family showed up and things escalated. Police arrested several of the adults. In sports, the Bucks beat Atlanta last night 114-105. Milwaukee's at Miami tonight. Marquette beat UConn last night 82-76. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again, then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, no matter where you're listening across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app. Thank you for tuning in. If you missed any part of today's show, you can always go back and listen to the podcast, listen to the whole show, listen to the parts that you want to listen to, which you can find at asgoeswisconsin.com or wherever you find podcasts. And returning champ back again to give us some updates and stories about beer across Wisconsin. Chris Drosner is here, who is the executive editor of Milwaukee Magazine and also the columnist of The Beer Baron, which he writes for Wisconsin State Journal. Welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back.
So what have we missed since I think we talked before Christmas? But what have we missed as far as, or what's new in the beer world?
We talk a lot about openings and like all the new breweries, but it's kind of we kind of got a bummer of a story this time. So kind of, you know, we talked about this a little bit last week, is if you love something, make sure you support it. And I'm not sure exactly if this is the situation here, but we lost a brewery in the Milwaukee area last week. It was West Allian Brewing in West Dallas closed. And this was the first brewery in West Dallas, which is a kind of an industrial suburb of Milwaukee. And it's a very small brewery. I mean, this is, you know, like this brewery is kind of the epitome of what the breweries that are driving continuing to drive the brewery boom of the last several years is a neighborhood place. They make their own beer, but you know, I think it kind of the function of this place is as much a gathering place and a meeting place for the neighborhood, for the community, that as much as it is like a place where you're going for great beer, you know? It had a 5-year run, opened in 2017, which was a time when, there were like maybe 10 breweries that opened in the Milwaukee area in that year. So there was a lot going on here. And you know, brewery people, I think, don't really like to talk about competition a whole lot. But, you know, West Dallas, this was the first craft brewery in West Dallas in 2017, but two opened this year and another opened, I think, in 2020. So, and one of them was really big. Oak Brewing in just up the street is like really big.
Close?
Yeah, well, yeah, actually not too far away. Almost, most of the breweries are kind of on the east side of West Dallas. So, and you know, Ope is like a big brewery that has packaging capabilities, and you know, so I think that's geared to be a little bit different kind of operation. But it also has a really awesome tap room that's really great to be in. And you know, West Allian had a nice tap room, super nice people. Kim and Eric Dorfner were the owners, and you know, they. I had a night there once. It was a friend of mine and myself were at a bar called the Drunk Uncle. And anybody who knows, anybody in the Milwaukee area, you probably know about the Drunk Uncle and what happens there. The owner Neil was talking to us, and he's like, "You guys haven't been over to West Allian? We're going right now." So we just walked.
He just leaves his bar.
Yeah, let's go. And they gave us a tour of the brewery, as such as this is pretty small. They had this dog. Oh my God, she's so sweet. Her name's Alice, like West Alice. Amazing. Really nice folks. And so, you know, I think that's the kind. I mean, obviously that was a different kind of thing because, you know, of my, like, you know, as a beer journalist, you see things that you get access to things that not everybody does. But I do think that that's kind of representative of what they were about. They were about like special talk, like, being
community,
good neighbors,
yeah,
and being friendly and, you know, engaging the community. So, it's kind of a bummer, you know. I don't think their beer was awesome. They were really known for their candy corn beer. They made a beer with candy, like a cream ale, I think, with candy corn, you know, for Halloween. And they had a few other kind of goofball beers like that. I had a friend who ranked all 40 of the Milwaukee area breweries at the time. I think this was like last year sometime. And he ranked West Allian dead last out of 40 breweries. So, I mean, it's not, you know, I don't think they were known for a spectacular beer, but it kind of doesn't really matter the way that they were serving the community wasn't about making amazing IPAs and that kind of stuff. It was about connecting and giving place of people to gather and have a beer to talk about, you know, more so than, just, you know, like, oh my gosh, you got to try this. I'm going to tell all my friends about it, kind of thing.
And what is, in your experience of, you know, you've been doing the Beer Baron column for 11 years now?
Yes.
11 years. And so you know a thing or two about the breweries that have come and gone. So is there a balance between, for ones that survive and succeed, the balance between how good the beer is, what the vibe is at the actual tap room, how good the marketing is? Like, is there something, like, is there a pattern that you see, or is it kind of, you can get away if you do one of those three good, you can be successful?
Yeah, I think those are probably the three things that are the biggest factors. And I'll say, like, you know, we haven't had a lot of closures, so it's hard to say, you know, I mean, if the beer is just terrible, you know, like that's going to be a problem. If the branding is just not like good, you know, that can be a problem. And if the space isn't good, that's especially going to be a problem. But I think that if you can pull off one of those three, and you know, is kind of the bare minimum. There's also the factor factors that we don't see, like how well the business is actually run, you know, like how well capitalized they are, you know, access, the stuff that's kind of invisible that affects all businesses that aren't necessarily coming through in you know, in the, like, say, the taproom experience, or, you know, the actual beer or anything like that. So it's some combination of those three that can guarantee success. Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking to Chris Drosner, who's the executive editor of Milwaukee Magazine and also the author of the Beer Baron column for the Wisconsin State Journal. And speaking of magazines, tell me about Milmag Beer.
Yes. Oh, this is so exciting. We actually had our launch party for it last night. It's called Page Turner Pilsner, and it's made by Eagle Park, which is a brewery based in Muskego. And we had the launch party last night at the their Eastside Milwaukee tap room. And it is so cool. It's for our 40th anniversary. And
so was this your idea?
It's just been such an awesome
partner with them. And to have a Milwaukee Magazine beer, I'm guessing it had to be you.
Yeah. Yes. I'll take credit for it. Yes. Kind of. I mean, when it was actually okay. So the real idea was actually from our editor in chief, Carol Nixon. And but as soon as she said it, I'm like, oh my God, why did I not think of that? I was so embarrassed that it wasn't my idea. But yeah, the Eagle Park was the first brewery that we asked, and they were super great to work with. You know, it's a Pilsner, so we wanted to do something kind of traditional, but give it kind of a modern spin. You know, we thought that was a good kind of metaphor for what we do as a magazine. And so this is a kind of a classic German Pilsner with the twist is they used a hop variety called Ella in them, which is it's an Australian variety that has a little bit of it's kind of a floral spicy note that's kind of familiar, that, you know, that would be in characteristic, I guess, of a German Pilsner. But it also has some of these kind of citrus grapefruit aspects too that's not typical in a pill. So you know, it's great, and I drank quite a few of them last night, and it's exciting. This is not just like you go to Eagle Park and have the Milmag beer. This will be in cans in, you know, like at Sendix and all your you know, kind of classic, you know, your standard bottle shops all around the country, or all around the metro area.
Is it going to be limited edition for like a limited time only, though? Or is it going to be like, yeah, in perpetuity, as long as it sells well, we're going to sell this thing?
I don't think so. This is going to be, I think this is going to be a one-off batch. So once it's out, if you want to get it, and you should, you don't wait for the second purchase, because it'll be hitting stores next week. And then, you know, maybe a week or two or depends on how fast it goes, but this will be it.
Well, and also this ties in. I mean, you guys have had a big, I don't know if we want to say week, I guess, was it last week that the Milwaukee Public Museum story came out that has caused a lot of ripple, at least online, it's caused a lot of ripples as far as, because that was the interview, right? As far as the understanding of what's going to happen with the exhibit, the beloved exhibits.
Yes, yes. So in our January, the story's in our January issue, and we published it digitally last week, I believe. And then Sunday night, Milwaukee Record posted a story about, MPM posted our story, saying, you know, just onto their Facebook, and everybody, you know, people started reading the story, and there's a line in there where they say, none of the exhibits will be moving in their entirety to the new facility. And that's that the transition is kind of what the interview was about. It's a Q&A with two of the executives of the museum. And that line, that's not a direct quote, something like that.
But it was not the main part of your article.
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of stuff in there, and we knew that was an interesting line, but it's just one line of many in the entire story. So, but that started getting a lot of attention. People were kind of freaking out about, like, kind of coming to terms with Streets of Old Milwaukee is not going to be in the new, in the new museum, at least in its, you know, present form. And they never said it was. They
made no promise.
All the messaging that MPM has done about the new thing is that things are going to be different, and there will be elements of old things, but not things in their entirety. So it's kind of one of those things of, like, everybody kind of just realizing what they've been saying. But the Journal Sentinel did a story, like, there've been all kinds of, you know, stories react on the reaction to this, to our story. So that's exciting. And then the other big one that we've had was, there was a, we right after Christmas, we published a story, by Ellie Fishman, who's a freelance writer that we work with a lot, about some pretty serious problems at Columbia St. Mary's Hospital. She's been working on this for about 4 months, talking to current and former staff about the staffing shortages and what that's meant for surgeries, and some of the stuff is pretty concerning. And so that story, even during all this dust up about the museum and all the attention that story has been getting, that story is still our top trending story.
And we'll link that to today's episode. So Chris is still going to be here when we come back. We're going to talk about how I'm doing with Dry January and some of the beers I should try and have tried. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future.
A Shiro's day is never done, so let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy this afternoon with highs around 35. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy again tonight. A few flurries possible at times. Lows around 25. High temperatures reach up to 32. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Temperatures a bit above average. Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
As we wrap up today's show, Chris Drosner is still here, and he is the executive editor of Milwaukee Magazine and pens the Beer Baron column for the Wisconsin State Journal. And when you were here last month, we talked about going into, for those of us who are doing Dry January, and I can now report that I have tried two different beers from Athletic Brewing Company for all out Extra Dark, which is very good. I don't know if you've tried that one. I'm very impressed.
I have not.
And then they're also their IPA, which is also good. I think I like the Extra Dark more. I did try, which is not a Wisconsin beer, but Lagunitas, their NA IPA, which I've been a fan of. But which other ones, now that we're not even quite halfway through the month, would you say I should try as I'm exploring these? Not any cheaper. They're really not any cheaper than normal beer.
No.
But it tricks your brain a little bit enough that I'm managing through this Dry January.
So tell me about this Extra Dark. Is that like a stout style?
Yeah,
or...
it's a porter stout.
Okay.
So it's okay. And it's, I mean, it's also what I was really impressed with. I think we talked about briefly. Guinness has an NA that tastes like Guinness, which I was wildly impressed with. But this one, I think that's why I like this one, because there's a lot of flavor while still being non-alcoholic.
Yeah. If that's the direction that you're looking at, you might want to check out. I actually mentioned this last month, but Untitled Art has, which is made in Wanakee, they have a full line of NA beers, and those follow in this kind of the footsteps of their regular beers, which are super intense flavors, nothing subtle, lots of like pastry stouts. It's kind of pastry stouts and like super hazy IPAs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what they do in their regular beer space, and they have a bunch of that stuff in the NA space as well. So you can kind of try with like chocolate stouts, and they've got a really nice Italian Pilsner that I enjoyed quite a bit. I also neglected to mention last month that I mentioned Lakefront's River West Stein NA. They have two new NA beers that dropped, I think, in time for Dry January, and that's an NA version of another one of their longtime standards, Eastside Dark, which is like a Dunkel lager, dark lager. And then Extended Play IPA, which was Lakefront's session IPA back when that was a thing. And it was really good. It was great. I didn't love that style trend a whole lot, but Lakefront's Extended IPA or Extended Play IPA was one of the better entries in there. And they brought that back as a NA beer. So if you're looking for something a little hoppy, that's a way to go. And have you ever tried any of these hop waters?
I haven't yet.
They're pretty good. I haven't had a lot of them. I've had the Lagunitas one is good, but brewery called Fair State out of Minnesota has a bunch of, they have a whole series of them with featuring different hops. So it's, and you know, it's not like they're not bitter. It's just, you kind of get that kind of, aromatic, citrusy and, profile kind of transposed onto it. It's essentially like mineral water or, like LaCroix, except you're using the hop ingredient as the flavoring instead of fruit stuff. And, that sort of
pummel
thing.
Mousse.
Chris, as a non-beer drinker, I have to say, hop water sounds like
hop backwash.
You don't want to try one?
It just does not sound appealing to me.
They're pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I think of it, you know, hops are super herbal and like, I mean, they're essentially like, they're little flower cones that are packed with all these weird things that do interesting things to beer. And of course make them bitter, but that's not, they don't really, you know, you can use them in ways that you don't get that bitterness. So this is kind of like this herbal citrusy, you know, there's a lot of different ways that you can go with, depending on the variety of hop. And, so I don't know if that sounds like it's, I mean, if you don't like IPAs or like hoppy things, hoppy beers, then I wouldn't recommend it, but it's, you know, if you're looking for something different, they're a lot brighter and kind of more, I'd say probably more refreshing than kind of the standard NA beers.
So what's coming up on the show next week? Cause you guys have your beer podcast next week, right?
We do. We'll be covering, we'll be talking about West Stallion, and we've got a whole bunch of news. It's been a little bit, this winter is kind of a slow period for news. And I honestly do not mind catching my breath and having a few slow months, but yeah, Badger Beer Hour is, our monthly live stream. That'll be next Wednesday night at 8 PM. You can find it on my Twitter, and, yeah, that's probably the easiest place to find it.
And your Twitter is WI Beer Baron.
WI Beer Baron, one R.
There you go.
Not like Baron County. Baron. Like
Baron. Like a,
like the lowest form of nobility.
All right. Well, anything else you want the people to know before we wrap up today's show?
I'm just gonna put a plug in for the Milmag January issue. It has our redesign in it. So it's just a great issue. I was the editor on our 40th anniversary, feature, which brings in a whole bunch of different, like looking back at 40 years of magazines and picking out the most outrageous stuff to kind of bring back. It was super fun. And I think it's a great read. So,
all right. Pick it up at Index, pick it up at other local grocery stores, but yeah, I'm excited. I'm a subscriber, so I will get it in the mail. So I'm very excited to see it, but, thank you so much, Chris Dosner. We'll see you again next month when I will likely be drinking again, so we'll get back on that horse. But that'll about do it for us today. Stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Unless you're listening to WXCO in Wausau, then you got the Chad Holmes Show coming up next. But as always, thank you for listening to our show today. Thank you to everyone who texted or called in. We will be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. when we're going to do it all again. And Jane, are you giving me the sign that...
I think we're done dancing.
We're done dancing.
We're done dancing.
We're done dancing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been As Goes Wisconsin. We'll see you tomorrow.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.